When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I do like a guitar solo. You know? Bring it back. Little air guitar. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Last chance for Lady Gaga all this week. We've got chances on the fives between 7.05 and 6.05 in the evening. Right now, take the word escape. E-S-C-A-P-E. And text that to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win your last chance pair of tickets for Lady Gaga, July 22nd at the Chase Center. The word is escape. Text it to our contest line, 20357. And you will also be entered to win a Lady Gaga merch pack. It includes her entire album catalog on vinyl, courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capitol Records. This hour's code word is escape. Next hour, we'll have another one for you. That's how it works. Time goes by. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Wow. Wild. How does that keep happening? The minutes, the seconds ticking by. On your TV tonight, the 17th season premiere of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. 9 o'clock, FX.
Awesome.
17th, very quietly, a 17-season sitcom. Okay. A couple things that I found interesting. First of all, the series premiere of Ballard on Amazon. This is the spinoff of Bosch Legacy. It stars Maggie Q as Renee Ballard, the detective running the LAPD's new and underfunded cold case division.
Cold case. Oh, that's where they're... Okay. You know, the problem with the original Bosch books is... No, not the books. The show. There's 20 or something books. If you've never read the Bosch books by Michael Connelly, they're excellent.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're so good, and there's a ton of them. And you follow this guy, Harry Bosch, as his career as a detective moves along from a fairly young man into really old age.
Mm-hmm.
And this Ballard lady has come into his life and they work together and now they're both doing stories sort of together. And Ballard's an excellent character. And I was just trying to look up Maggie Q when you mentioned the cold case thing. That's not in the right order. It's a different order than from the books.
How so?
She's not doing cold cases when you meet her in the books.
Well, is it possible that this is her later after she's done working with
I think what
Bosch?
They do is they figure out how, you know, they have to
they
do it
do
differently.
Right.
And so I guess that's what, and they did the same thing to the Bosch show. Like you looked at the show and I'm like, that's four books. They just mangled into one, like one season. So I get, you know, TV writers have to figure it out, I guess. But
Yeah. Either
way, give this a chance because Ballard's a great character.
So that's on Amazon starting today. Then there's also something called Building the Band. It is apparently a new show. It actually sounded like, I think it used to be called Making the Band. Wasn't there a Diddy show called Making the Band?
Or? Yeah, I think so. Hold on, I'll tell you.
So it's a series premiere. By the way, I put trailers for both Ballard, which is on Amazon, and this Building the Band is a Netflix show. It's a music competition hosted by AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys, where 50 singers are given a shot at forming six bands who are then mentored. Apparently all of them are mentored by Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh.
Yeah. So the winning band will be selected by guest judges Kelly Rowland and Liam Payne, who is no longer with us.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember when he died to talk.
They were talking about how they had this thing in the can and they were.
Yeah.
And making, now it's.
Making the Band was on for two seasons. In 2000, 2002.
I think that there was a guy, Nigel, Not Tufnell.
Tufnell.
No, not Tufnell. And you're going to go there. Nigel something or other. And he was like a record exec. And when the Me Too thing happened, he got thrown off that show. Wasn't there something?
I don't see him on here. Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, it was with Forever My Girl. Forever,
oh, Paula Abdul. Girl.
It was with Paula Abdul.
Wait, was that the dancing show?
Did yes.
Do a dance? Oh, that guy was a judge on that.
Okay.
Did you find it?
He's not in Making
Type in
the Band.
Nigel
the record.
Lithgow.
That's him.
Nigel Lithgow?
Did he get canceled?
Settled a lawsuit where Paula Abdul alleged he sexually assaulted her in the early 2000s.
Give me 50 bucks!
I'm going to give you a point.
Look at you for remembering stuff.
I know. I thought you were saying they were on the same show together.
No. That's the guy who he got Me Too. That's what you were... Isn't that what you were just saying?
Yes, but I don't know. I thought it was because he got thrown off a show because of somebody's allegations.
It was So You Think You Can Dance. Yeah.
Oh, he was on there and she was like, "No, I'm not doing it with this guy." He said she said that he like forcibly kissed her in an elevator or something and was trying to do stuff to her. Anyway, those shows are on tonight. Tomorrow night, Big Brother.
Oh, it starts.
When?
Tomorrow night.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God, you are?
Yeah, we're going to watch it together.
Hell yeah. Have you watched other seasons?
I've watched one season.
Oh.
The one, it was a while back with Derek.
Oh yeah, that's
and
right.
Frankie.
We had this.
Yes.
Oh, I love Frankie.
I got lucky. It was one of the best seasons ever.
That was
a
really, really good one.
I'm really excited to get back into it. This is a great reason.
Yay. I'm excited too. I mean, Vinny likes it too. Although you don't watch it.
They don't cast it great every time.
So
they're not a lock the way Survivor is, in my opinion.
Survivor, they have epic casting. So the house guests are sequestered currently, I guess, because it starts tomorrow. And I have a cast list here. So I grabbed the people just from California. There's Vince Panero, a 34-year-old unemployed guy from West Hills, California.
Hey, Vince.
Morgan Pope, a 33-year-old gamer from Palm Springs, who's now based in L.A. And Amy Bingham, 43-year-old insurance agent from Stockton.
Rooting for her.
Come
go,
on,
Amy.
Stockton. She's 43. She's the only contestant over 40.
Stockton just said, are they applauding us?
Stockton!
Yes! What? Stockton, the jewel of the Central Valley.
We're sorry Amy Bingham Stockton. Abandoned you. She wants to form a strong women's alliance. She says that she wants the girls to stick together, get those boys out. She wants to lead that charge early in the game. You got to be careful with leading charges on any of these games. Because then people go, cut the head off that snake.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Is there anything else here? Mm-mm-mm.
This is so great. I was just thinking about what my Big Brother strategy would be yesterday.
Oh, God. You got to get on Big cooking. Brother. That would be so great.
I would love to go on Big Brother. Maybe one day.
Well, you could do
we
it.
We could get you on there.
Let's get you on there.
We'll campaign.
Let's try you out.
I was thinking, though, that maybe my strategy would be not to lie.
No.
It's not a good strategy.
A
you know how people go on and they pretend to be someone else?
Oh yeah, no, don't pretend to be someone else, but you're going to have to lie.
Yeah, I mean the whole
thing.
I want to play this game with integrity and honor.
And honor. I'm like, it's a game where the whole thing is you deceive other people. But yeah. Good luck with your integrity.
That's not a good plan, guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I win a lot of games.
You know what? You got to play your own game. You don't have to listen to us.
Well, I'm
but we're
going to
be
watch.
Like we told you, show. So when you get back,
well,
here.
The fireman, like there's a guy I liked him.
Oh, he was,
and he was all about. I have daughters. I want them to see their dad play this game. But he didn't win.
No, nope.
Of course he didn't.
Did
win.
Did he do well?
He did.
He did well, but the guy who won, covered all the bases. Great social game. Really good at the competitions, and
lied his ass
and
off.
Out-thunk all the other people. Like, he really, it was great. I loved Survivor this year. Anyway, Amy Bingham, 43-year-old insurance agent from Stockton, California.
Woo-woo.
You got a picture of her?
I do. I believe that, hold on a second here.
I got it right here, Ben.
Oh, great. There we go.
She looks like she would look good in a hat.
She does.
I don't know what to make of that yet.
Yeah, I know. You got to get to know her.
There's a lot going on there.
There is. She's got it. She's pretty. She's wearing a very revealing top in her cast photo.
I like it.
Like it's like the Marianne thing where it's half of a shirt and it's tied right under her boobs, but it has a very wide V. Stockton, got it going on over there. Anyway, she is really cute. So
this Ava girl looks like a hoot. She's got a weird hat on from Long Island. She's an aura painter.
Yeah,
of course.
I'm going for Ava.
You got to go to her logo. You know what? She's really cute.
She's a full-on hippie chick.
I'd never even heard of Stockton until 2 minutes ago.
So. What?
What? Stockton? It's the butt of all the jokes. Sorry about it, Stockton.
No. Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Now we know you're awesome.
It's wonderful.
Yep. Okay. So the other day ago, my son has been at my house in the last couple of weeks. So he hands me an account of somebody that he went to. He hands me his phone. And on it, he's like, oh, you got to see what this guy from high school is up to now. And he's looking at him on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm scrolling through the guy's pictures and stuff. And there's a whole story behind it, but it's not really for the air. So I'm looking at this thing and I go to like something and he slaps he's obviously been hawking me. He's like, no, don't like it. Because I'm looking on his account. I'm like, why not? He goes, because then he'll know that I was looking through his photos. I'm like, that's why there's still photos there. Like, what are you talking about?
That's a first step. Like, if you like somebody on Instagram, like you like them, you go in and you like a few pictures, especially some from a little bit farther. It shows that you went in and you're actually looking at them. And yeah.
Yeah, so
that sounds like an old guy opinion, though. I bet young people totally think about this stuff
differently. He was fully like, do not go back and like stuff. I'm like, but I always do that. Like, if I find some site that I'll like scroll through and like a few of their pictures and stuff. And
I'm not judicious with likes at all.
No.
I'm all, I'll fling the thing and be like, I just want y'all to know I like y'all. Thanks for posting.
But he also said that.
That's so nice.
Well, I got, you know, I don't need to be careful with it.
Right.
It's just a little dot on my screen. It didn't cost me anything.
Yeah. He goes, don't gatekeep the positive energy.
If someone has their notifications set, though, apparently if they're looking at their phone and you tap like, it'll say, and then tap unlike, as in like I accidentally tapped it, they get like notifications that this person liked or unliked your thing.
Oh, see, there it is. That's why they're careful with that, because they know that they are also hawking their page. So, like, I have no notifications on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never get told that someone liked or liked then disliked or whatever.
Right.
And I don't get any of that.
Well, the world is going crazy now. And this is actually really stupid. Because I'm just going to read you the story, and I did it, but it immediately reminded me of what Riley said. I'm like, okay, well, clearly there's a whole code going on here that I don't know about. So you're stalking someone on social media, someone you absolutely do not want to know that you are looking in on them, and then you accidentally hit like on one of their posts. That's the scenario. So it happens to celebrities too. And it might have happened to Katie Holmes, but here's the deal. It's not like Tom Cruise or Ana de Armas' post. It's the British tabloid, the Daily Mail. So Katie Holmes, she follows the Daily Mail. I don't know why you wouldn't. She's a star. Maybe she wants to see if they say anything about her. Who knows? Or maybe she's just interested in other stars because they're her people. So they made a post, the Daily Mail, put up a post on Instagram saying, Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas love affair confirmed. And it appears that Katie Holmes liked it. So now everyone's just all over giving her crap. Everyone had a field day with it, a million comments.
You know what? I like that.
Yeah.
That's the mother
of... Feels friendly.
You know, when I hear in the news that child has no contact with him, and I know that he's been played out in the media as the weirdest guy with the Scientology and all the weirdness, right. The Oprah thing and the relationships and all the stuff. I get it. But what I'd like most for that family or former family is for them to just get along and for him to be, you know, a good dad and for her to have a good dad and for Katie and Tom to have some kind of
co-parenting
peaceful
relationship.
Exactly.
Right.
So to hear that she might have liked that, like, good for him. I want him to have another thing. Why is that? Why are people going crazy?
Did
I wonder.
Did she unlike it?
I think not.
Okay.
I'm so not positive.
Maybe she purposely liked it. We're not sure.
Like to get noticed. I guess if you are Katie Holmes and you do like something like that, like now suddenly we're talking about, like when's the last time we talked about Katie Holmes? Never.
Does she even try to work?
I don't know.
Do we know?
I don't think so. I never see her in anything.
I mean, I feel like that's someone who could walk up to an agent and say, I'd like to get back in the game. Yeah. And an agent would say, no problem.
Yeah. She's not that old either. Like,
46.
That is older than I thought she was. But I guess that kid must be like 16
kid's
or
20.
17. Is
no,
she
the
really?
Kid's in college.
Because whole thing that Tom wasn't at the high school graduation.
And that she That's changed right. her last name too or something, right?
They still
Is
call
she
her
one of the ones?
No, I don't think she did. Because at least in, I saw her yesterday. They took a picture of her somewhere. And it said Suri Cruz, and I reason I noticed it was because I didn't realize she was going to Carnegie Mellon, which is in Pittsburgh, and you know, kind of local for me. And I was like, oh, she's in Pittsburgh going to university.
Why not?
That's interesting.
On Google, her name is Suri Noel.
Ah,
just Sir. Oh, that's right. That
she
does
changed
right.
it.
His real name isn't Cruz, is it? Isn't it like Mathapur?
I've never heard that. That's not his name. If that's the case, this would be your breaking news.
No. He's got a brother
it's
who
it's
also...
Mapother.
Mapother?
His
Mapother.
Real first name is Thomas Cruz Mapother the Fourth.
Oh. He's got a brother who acts, too. I want to say he might have been on Lost or something.
Oh, gosh. I got to look up Thomas
That's
Mapother.
Okay.
We're going down a rabbit hole.
We don't have to. We could stop ourselves at any time. It's just we never seem to. Observers obviously had a field day with Katie Holmes liking a Daily Mail post about Tom Cruise and his relationship with Ana de Armas being confirmed. One said, celebs, sometimes they're just like us, stalking and accidentally liking posts about their exes. And another one said, ha, the girl was lurking. Was she? It's the Daily Mail.
So I checked and she doesn't follow the Daily Mail, but the whole thing on Instagram now is they use the algorithm just like everybody else. So most of the stuff when you're scrolling through your feed is not things that you follow. It's things that they think you might be interested in. And of course, Instagram would think that Katie Holmes was interested in Tom Cruise.
Because she's always trolling on his page, huh? She's like, oh, you seem to like that guy.
I think it was very deliberate. She knows she's a celebrity. If she hits like, people are going to notice.
She probably did it by accident. She's 46 years old.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to work technology.
I mean, I accidentally liked something yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What'd you accidentally like?
It was innocuous. Like, it was no big deal.
Why was it an accident then? What's a big deal?
It wasn't a big deal. That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying I accidentally liked it.
What was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, you do.
But it was an accident. Like, you're saying it like it was a...
Yeah, because I was scrolling and I accidentally pressed the heart.
How do you accidentally... I don't understand.
You never accidentally liked something?
No, I'm very judicious with my likes.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
See, I'm not. I'm a totally slutty liker.
Mm.
I will slut it right up.
Nice. I like that. Spread it around.
Everybody wants some.
You know, that doesn't mean your likes mean less.
No, it doesn't. Because I didn't, when you like one of my posts on Instagram, because I'm always on there looking at it, I always,
you don't post.
I scroll around to see what else you liked, you know, just to make sure that I'm in an exclusive club. But it turns out I'm not because you're slutting around on Instagram.
You post so infrequently, I don't even think when you do post that they show up on my page.
And they probably don't show up on anybody's page because there's no algorithm that's like, oh, that girl who never posts just put something up. Let's show everyone that.
You know what's funny is Vinny's the most famous person who follows me. So whenever he likes my post, it says Vin Hassan and XX number
oh my
others
God,
liked
funny.
Your post on every single post.
You got a big name following you.
Mm. Thanks, Vin.
You're welcome.
Anyway.
BFF.
Now you got to say it back.
I said it first.
Oh, you said BFF?
I told her she's my BFF yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were saying she was my BFF.
No.
Oh, because she always has my back.
There's if plenty you had, of Bob to go around.
Okay. I was going to say, what's happening here?
I've been around both your posts.
I've been around a long time. Never got a BFF from either one of them. So good job.
Oh, stop it. You and I have been BFF since forever.
Okay.
Damn it.
So sad.
I really don't have time to get into this Gary Coleman sex. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tease you with this.
Gary Coleman.
I need to hear this.
Yes.
It's good.
So who was it, you, Bob, who was telling me that there's a bunch of shows now with lie detector tests on them?
Yeah, it's a big social media thing when okay. people are doing press tours and
there's
whatnot.
Now a whole show dedicated to it. And they took the widow of Gary Coleman and asked her some questions about her death, and she flunked. So I've got the story, and I think I put the sneak peek up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but her name is Sharon Price.
Sharon Coleman.
It's Shannon Price, but they call her Sharon here as well. So anyway, she's on this show. This is the tease for it. I have a thing coming up about lie detector tests, Gary Coleman's death, et cetera.
And the story doesn't even get the names right.
No.
Got it.
Doesn't.
Credible source.
Yes.
Hard-hitting journalism here.
Well, listen, it's hard to find hard-hitting journalism anymore. Like, honestly.
You are not kidding.
It's getting a little bit ridiculous. Let's see. And it costs, I'll just throw this in. It's just a little thought here. If you went and saw Beyonce live this year, be thankful that Obama wasn't on the bill because he really charges. An evening with President Barack Obama goes down at London's O2 Arena on September 24th. This is a huge arena. He's going to get on stage and speak. It's an evening with him. And there are VIP packages that are, so I guess you got a photo, whatever. And they're $2,440. Beyonce's top VIP ticket at her recent London show was about $1,100, which is less than half of Obama's price, which I thought was really interesting. But those actually both, like, they're not cheap. But if you're like, I'm the biggest Beyonce fan in the whole wide world and all I want to do is meeting her, well, for $1,100, you can, I assume. Maybe you just get to go in a room where she's been recently. Smell the, you know, yeah, eau de Beyonce. Right. Anyway, he's like touring too. I don't know if this is a fundraiser or whatever, but September 26th is a
it's a fundraiser.
Well, isn't it everything a fundraiser? For him or for
No, that's I mean that's
the Democrats.
That's how these presidents make their money after they're done. I mean, I want to believe they weren't somehow filling their pockets while in office. I'd like to think that. But then after, the speaking engagement thing is a thing. And what Bill Clinton did to himself is his own fault. I bet you he got not nearly as many speaking engagements as he would have thanks to the, what do they call her?
Cigar
the portly
incident.
Pepper pot.
Yes. All right. What you got coming up?
So much stuff, including the hero dog after these. Yeah.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
La, 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 la. Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. The Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. You can check it out on the free Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Your garden, your patio, your home, yellow jackets and wasps don't belong there.
Mm.
ATCO Pest Control removes them fast so you can enjoy your space worry-free. Book now at atcopestcontrol.com. That's atcopestcontrol.com. And mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off this month.
Sweet deal.
We have those yellow jackets and wasps around our house, and it's one of those things where you want to go out and eat in the backyard and you can't. So this is a way to sort of get your yard back. Get it back from the wasps and the yellow jackets with atcopestcontrol.com. Here's what's happening. Morning overcast, but mostly sunny today, mid-80s. Another stellar summer day here in Northern California.
They've been beauts lately.
Yep, sure have. They sure have. Today is possibly the shortest day in history.
What do you mean?
Unfortunately, if that's not enough, this story is going to waste even more of your time. They say, this is welcome news if you're having a bad day. A bunch of websites are reporting today could be the shortest day in history. The rotation of the Earth speeds up and slows down depending on a few things. The biggest factor is how far away the moon is. And today will be 1.3 milliseconds shorter than normal. And I've wasted more of your time telling you that than was probably necessary. But there you go.
1.3 milliseconds?
Yeah, milliseconds.
Man,
shorter.
Man, they really have some solid math school.
Science!
That is just... Wow. I was thinking the other day about how they just, you know, like predictive technology to like land you 500 days later on Mars, like how the math has to work on all that. And like, you know, you could be off by a little bit and you'd miss Mars. You just keep going forever and ever. The end. And to think that they know that we have 1.3 milliseconds shorter of a day today than a normal day is.
This like, landing on Mars you speak of.
Yes.
Is that coming?
I mean, hopefully at some point, yeah. We've landed things on Mars before.
Things.
I'm talking about getting to Mars with humans.
Speaking of your boy, because I guess we are.
Which boy? Who man?
No. He went to Mars? No. No, this is about Elon, your pal
yes,
there.
This guy.
Have you heard of the search engine Grok? Grok?
G-R-O-K?
G-R-O-K.
I have not.
Apparently... one of Elon's companies is launching this Grok.
He wants us to all Grok things instead of Google them.
It's an AI chatbot developed by Elon Musk's XAI and integrated into Twitter. And now it's being criticized for generating and perpetuating racist and problematic content. I guess, and I saw this on Scott Budman's page first. And he's sort of talking about how, number one, AI wants to please you. So if you're looking for vile content, it'll give it to you. So it apparently is not necessarily all that Grok spits out. It appears if you give it a little leading comment or two, it'll go there and it'll be that.
Wow. That's...
So they had to pull it down yesterday as they were like, I guess for about 30 minutes, Hitler's name came up and a few other things, and they just yanked it down.
That's for the best. Oops, this thing seems to be malfunctioning. Or our users are horrible. One of those.
The Grok's been observed to generate racist and stereotypical images.
Oh, boy.
It's on and on. But anyway, wow. Scott's page was just like, this thing is just doing what it appears people are asking of it. Mm. And then, but either way, they went, turn that off. And delete those answers immediately.
Yeah.
Yikes. Grok, everybody.
Elon, he's got some interesting stuff happening in the news.
There's more?
He's trying to start a third party.
Oh, yes, and, I did hear
and,
about
and
that.
Tesla took a dump. Yeah, it's that guy. Wow. But how my feelings have changed. Many people, I'm sure, feel that.
So is the I realize we've never really had a contender as a third party.
There are
John Anderson ran in the 70s against Carter, and then there was Perot. He also ran and there's libertarian
Nader and like, you know,
right.
Green Party. Unfortunately, a lot of times a third party will draw heavily from one of the other two major parties
right.
and end up losing an election for that party.
Someone. Right. Anyway, I don't know why he's bothering with that, but he is the smartest guy in the universe. So I guess we just got to go roll with it.
Mm.
And don't forget, today is the shortest day of the year. Oh, no, sorry. Shortest day in history. 1.3 milliseconds shorter than normal.
Hi, you know, again, back to math. I'm always fascinated. How does someone calculate that? I mean, AI probably does it, right? So it's wrong.
A guy in Northern California saw an injured bear on the side of the road and tried to help out.
Oh, how did that go?
It mauled him.
Great. That's what happens.
He ended up in the hospital and the bear died. Happened last month in Humboldt County near the Oregon border. They didn't release the guy's name. He's 59. They say that it looks like the bear was injured by a car and then he tried to help, which I understand the instinct to help, but an animal that's injured
is a wild animal that's injured.
I've heard something. There's some saying about injured animals.
They're scared to death and they're going to kill you?
Yeah, something like that. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know what the saying is, though. You should coin a phrase right now.
He tried to help a full-grown 400-pound black bear.
Oh, my God.
The bear didn't understand that he was trying to help because, you know, wild animals, no. And then it chomped down on his left forearm. An off-duty EMT applied a tourniquet to his arm, called 911. The guy was treated at a nearby hospital, and it looks like he's going to be okay. The bear is not. And again, with the, you know, bears.
I feel bad for the bear. But
I do, too.
Bears are, you know. It's a hard decision, but I'm going to take the bear.
No, you're not. That's why
depends.
I did that
story. I
got to
get a look at the
bears
at the
will
guy.
Bite you, even if you're trying to help them.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be. I'd be trying to flee the bear as well.
If you envision a rescue dog, you might think, and this is, you know, skewing very old. Okay. You might think Benji or Lassie.
Oh, yeah. Or Rin Tin Tin.
Oh, yes.
Very old.
Or Scooby-Doo.
I would never, if he wouldn't occur
hero
to me.
Dogs. Yes, you, of
is
course.
Is Marmaduke also a hero dog, or are these just dogs that are in cartoons?
I don't know if Marmaduke's ever done a heroic.
Mm. No, he's just always doing dumb big stuff.
Right.
What's the dog in Marmaduke? Odie or something?
Odie is Garfield.
Oh, that's what I meant. It's Odie. Yeah. That's a dog. He's a hero.
A man.
Sure.
Okay.
Was hiking on Friday. Mm-hmm. On the Fee Glacier in southern Switzerland.
The Fee Glacier. Okay.
With his white and brown long-haired chihuahua.
Oh.
When he took a step on a snow bridge and plunged 26 feet into a crevasse.
Those damn crevasses.
Stuck deep in the glacier ice, the man used an amateur walkie-talkie he was carrying to call for help, according to a statement posted online by the rescue service. There in Switzerland, a person nearby received the distress call and relayed it to emergency services, and they were able to locate the man by the heroic rescue dog.
The Chihuahua.
The helicopter rescue team reached the area in the afternoon. The service said the hunt for the missing man proved difficult. The glacier surface was wide and the hole was barely visible. And then a decisive moment. One of the rescue specialists spotted a small movement on a rock, and it was the chihuahua.
Oh, he wasn't yapping?
The tiny dog was seen perched right next to the hole into which its owner had fallen.
Oh.
And they were able to rescue the man. Let me show you this situation he found himself in, because it's not.
Oh, that's a tiny hole.
That is not good. Nowhere. Look at that little rescue dog on that rock right there just going, hey, how you doing? Or is that a fallen tree or a rock? Looks like rock. Anyway, this dude fell down a hole and would never be heard from or seen again.
But his little dog marked the spot.
But the rescue chihuahua saves the day.
You'd think that thing would freeze to death.
The little dog did not move during the entire operation and closely followed every movement of the rescue specialists.
Oh, they're usually so timid.
It is fair to say that his behavior contributed significantly to the successful rescue. The dog is a four-legged hero who may have saved his master's life.
May have. I'm going to say that guy got his life saved by his tiny, tiny little hero friend.
Little chihuahua. I don't have the dog's name, unfortunately. Oh. I would.
Well, it's like hero in Swedish or something. Or
Pedro.
Swiss.
Pedro.
Oh.
You know, you should carry an umbrella when you're walking where there's crevasses. That way you can put the umbrella up and then you wouldn't fall down. It would keep you from falling down.
It would hold your weight, sure. Yeah.
Sometimes you're falling so fast, though, it's hard to whip out your umbrella.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a thought.
Yeah, this is a good thought.
Not a hat, though. I mean, not a hat with the chin strap. I mean, that might help. As long as you got the chin strap on.
Slows you down. You just hold the edges and it catches the wind and you glide to a safe spot. The flying nun style.
No.
You and your anti-hat.
I know. It's so weird. But a baseball cap is okay in certain instances. And a toboggan hat. If it's snowing out, I guess.
I would love to be a fly on the wall as him and some prospective partner discuss their nose.
Is there an entrance exam to date you?
It's just a 10, it's 10 questions.
Oh.
You know, true or false, do you think that birds are okay in the house? True, okay,
you're done. I'm going to need the full two. I want you to write that out for me. I want to know what the 10 hard no's are.
Okay.
I can imagine someone listening to that just for entertainment value.
Yeah.
Really? Go on about the things that you don't accept in a partner.
So let's see if we, I think I only know maybe three or four of them. You can't. Oh, I know gum is out. You can't chew gum.
Yeah, no gum chewers.
Singing.
You cannot sing and look at him at the same time.
No way.
There's no eye contact during singing. There's no birds. You can't have a pet bird.
No birds.
You can
or reptiles. Any non dog or cat. And cats on the border.
Oh man, I'm out.
I can't move in with somebody that has a cat because I've got a dog and
dogs and cats can get along.
They can actually be friends.
They can. They can be fine together.
I'm training Fred to bark at cats.
So you don't like cats. That's what you just say
okay,
that.
No pets except for dogs. Let's go with that. Is that one of them? Did I count that one? Obviously no birds. Well, maybe that's lumped in with no birds. You can't pee loudly.
Just run water. No big deal.
You can't wear, did I ever say the hat? I can't remember if I added the hat in.
The hat yet.
All right, so that's five. I've got five. Anybody, were there other things?
I don't have a tally on his list.
I'm going to need the other five,
Ask
Maddie.
Him his list.
I'm going to need the other
What'd
five.
What'd she miss?
I don't know. I have to think about the other five. I mean, there's plenty.
Probably more eating stuff.
Can she have hairy underarms?
Can't be a picky eater. Yeah, I don't like picky eaters.
Oh, picky eaters are out. Hair's okay, no. though.
It's so funny that you would kick not like someone for being too picky.
I'm an enigma.
You're a problem. You're a conundrum.
My mom used to often... Because I also have my own weird, you know, idiosyncrasies or whatever. But my mom always termed that up. You're a pain in my ass.
Mom said you're a pain in my ass?
I was a pain in her ass daily, regularly.
Sandy, I can't believe you said ass.
Really? It was the 70s.
Still. She's so proper.
Maybe I've oversold her properness. Mm. She's an Italian lady.
Yeah.
And actually, she used to say...
A pain in the coolie.
There's that. Coolie is one of the things. But there was another word she used to say all the time to me. And then as...
Stugat?
No, it's like menuj or something like that.
Oh, menuj?
I don't know. When I asked her about it, she was like, I don't remember that. And I went, you used to say it all the time. And she's like, I don't remember that at all. But I think it's Italian for something.
Oh.
Because she...
Well, somebody who speaks Italian will.
Her grandma, which would be my great-grandma, right? Mm-hmm. Or great-great, whatever it is. Her grandma spoke Italian. Mm. And as they aged, they kind of went back into that as opposed to speaking English.
Funny. They just were like, you know what's easier for me? Italian.
Yeah, I never understood them. I barely spoke to them. But, you know, old people are scary when you're a kid, too.
That is true. Well, you just don't like them that much. You're just like, oh, they're so old. What's wrong with them?
Yeah, I can imagine, though, a lady being like, oh, my God, my husband is the biggest pain in the ass. You cannot believe his list of nonsense. Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear me peeing? Oh, there's the revenge, right? You just go in and pee loudly.
What if a girl rips one by accident when you're like watching a movie or something?
Is this early on in the relationship?
It's 6 months. You're in.
If she
yell at her a little bit?
No, she got to make it funny though. Like just, you know, got to be funny about it.
Relieve the tension.
Yeah, but don't walk up to me and be like, put my finger and think I'm going to think that's cute. No.
So no fart jokes. Oh no, fart jokes are okay.
Joking about it, yeah, but not like the whole.
God, I can't even. There's something that happens during sex that, you know, would you just like stare at her like, you better make a joke about that real quick.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, I think Maddie's going to be alone forever.
Might be. Maddie, you're too picky.
I'm not. I think it's I'm reasonable.
Wow. A person that tried to help a bear and got mauled, and yet women would still take the bear. LOL.
Well, the bear would pick a woman, not a man. It was a man who approached the bear.
Yeah.
You know? We're all afraid of them.
Everyone's scared of men.
Oh, that's what it was?
Even other men are scared of men. Every guy I know is like, there are men among us. So, you know, very dark.
415 says, did Sarah see the girl on Instagram who lost her panties during the marching school band performance?
No.
Sarah, just be happy there was no Instagram when you were in high school.
No doubt. Oh, my God. I thank my lucky stars regularly.
With the steam plume rising above you there on the field as you wet yourself.
Yeah, that would be all over YouTube.
Oh, my God. I know. I'd probably be internet famous.
Yeah.
For all the wrong reasons.
What does Maddie think about the hot being in the hot blazing sun without a hat?
Yeah, Maddie.
Just get hot. I don't know. I mean.
No, didn't you say sun hat?
A big sun hat at the beach is fine. That's a proper place to wear a hat. But just wearing one around. And,
just so you can't just have an outfit?
You have to return your grocery cart.
Oh, that's a.
that's number six. That's definitely on the list. Yeah, he gets so mad about that. There'll be other ones. Thank you for your contributions so far, texters. 800-400-3697.
Maddie, quote, I'm an enigma. Sarah, quote. You're a problem. Hilarious. Love you guys.
I actually felt like I said that too harshly.
No.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. Jen Aniston's new boyfriend and the lie detector test I teased you with.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.